The Air Force's latest workforce announcements are based on the Defense Department's overarching civilian hiring freeze. The service has to keep its civilian government employee staffing levels in line with what they were allowed in fiscal year 2010. That translates into a number of positions that's almost 9% lower than what the Air Force's previous planning had projected for its civilian workforce by now.
We are going to now not recognize some of that growth. But we knew that in some of that growth were important new missions that we needed to still go do.
Lieutenant General Darrell Jones is the Air Force's Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower and Personnel.
So now we're looking at sort of rebaselining the force to get people in the right areas that we need them to be in. And so whenever you do that, the government is certainly trying to do what's best for the individuals. And the best way to do that is, as you're trying to rebaseline the force, is encourage folks who have already served their time or maybe thinking of getting out but haven't made that decision to get out to say, hey, you know what, I think I will go. And you do that a couple different ways.
The first way is buyouts. The Air Force says it's prepared to make voluntary separation incentive payments to just over 6,000 civilian employees.
That allows you to free up a position so that as you're rebaselining the force, that position's now freed up to move someone else into who you need to keep, or if that position's going away, if you happen to be reducing administrative specialists at a base and you have 10 and you need two of them and you're going to reduce those positions by two, you want to go in and incentivize two of those people who are maybe retirement eligible to go ahead and say, yeah, I've had my time. I'm willing to go ahead. I was thinking of retiring next year, but I'll do that now. So that's how we hope to use that, because you want to use all these voluntary programs that allow you to reshape your force and do so without any adverse actions to the force. So that's just one early step in our plans to start reshaping the force and making sure we have the right individuals in the right specialties so we can continue to do the Air Force mission.
The Air Force will also implement voluntary early retirement incentives. That's in addition to a 90-day hiring freeze the service announced a month ago. The Air Force has already started surveying its civilians for the buyouts and early outs. They're trying to target those surveys so they bring in the volunteer retirees they need. At the same time, they don't want to make the surveys so broad that they promise more buyouts than they can actually deliver. And Jones says there are areas of the Air Force in which they can't afford to sacrifice anyone.
The best way to do that, Jared, just look at our key areas. You know, we have continuing to bolster the nuclear enterprise, acquisition excellence, just a few off the top of our head, of areas where we probably, you know, where you want to continue to focus your effort. Obviously, you also want to maintain your capability in a lot of your combat skills, the things that are heavily deployed. Those are areas that you want to maintain your skills.
The Air Force is also trying to reduce the numbers in its uniformed ranks. The service ended the last fiscal year with 2,000 more officers than Congress allowed. Most of the reductions on the military side of the Air Force have been involuntary. And Jones says the Air Force now expects to meet the end strength numbers mandated by Congress by the end of fiscal year 2012.
Where that will go from there, we don't know, obviously, because we continue to have big budget debates on Capitol Hill. But our goal was to work hard to get down to that, because you've got to – it's really a decision about, do you keep people in and let them stay as long as they want and then sacrifice your accessions in the service, or do you have to take really distasteful, unfortunate choices to ask people to leave maybe before they're ready.
Jones says the Air Force could theoretically avoid forcing its uniformed personnel out if it were willing to stop bringing in new recruits, but he says that's not a realistic option.
The last time we did significant force shaping, unemployment rate in the country was between 4 and 6%. We have the highest retention in 16 years. So on the one hand, you want to say just let the people stay in until they decide to get out. But for everybody you keep in, you can't bring in that accession, because it is a flow the way we bring people into the Air Force. And if we don't bring in those accessions that are all important, then we're sacrificing the future capability of the Air Force.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.